This is episode number 2284 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So Chris Rock is coming under fire for kind of a tasteless joke over the weekend while he was performing a stand-up routine in Phoenix on Sunday.
Okay, tasteless. It goes hand-in-hand with stand-up comedians. Don't you think?
It can.
Yeah, I mean, with the exception of maybe a Jim Gaffigan, who can be tasteless but not overtly tasteless.
I mean, there's
a fine line, I guess. I don't know. Chris Rock, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he did tell a pretty tasteless joke and got slapped over it. You must admit.
Chris mentioned that he had turned down an invitation to host the 2023 Academy Awards after he was infamously slapped by Will Smith.
Yeah, I thought he would have been a shoo-in. Really?
Well, he turned it down.
Yeah.
He talked about that he was slapped by Will Smith during this year's awards ceremony in March.
Yeah.
He compared going back to the Oscars to returning to the scene of a crime.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, my.
That's not the tasteless part.
Oh.
He then made a reference to the O.J. Simpson murder trial.
What?
And he said it would be like asking Nicole Brown Simpson to go back to the restaurant where her mother had left a pair of glasses the night of her
death. Oh, no, he did not. Okay, all right. That's a little far.
Yeah.
That is a little far.
So, as you can imagine, the world has exploded
over
the reference.
Oh, yeah.
And now Chris may find himself in the same situation as Will Smith.
Watch that Q score go, woo. I can't whistle down or else I would do the whistle thing.
Well, you have your little whistle.
Oh,
thing.
You know what? Yeah. Hang on a second. Hang on. We're going to do this.
Maggie the Wonder Dog's not around against her.
Let's see. Which way is up? Which way is down? Let's try this here.
Okay.
Oh, that's up.
Oops. Perfect.
There you go.
Perfect.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
That made the story right there.
I'll be here all week. Tip your servers.
So many are saying that he may have overstepped on this one.
Yes.
So he's hosted the Oscars in 2005 and 2016.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. And it probably tasteless then too. I don't think it was anything memorable, to be honest with you. It's like,
it wasn't. He also added that he had turned down the opportunity to appear in a Super Bowl ad following the slapping incident.
Well, that's what I would have done. Because you can be off the wall in a Super Bowl ad, I think. I think the joke about Nicole Brown Simpson is very tasteless.
I think that's a bit tasteless.
That crosses the line. It crosses the line. Yeah. No, that was bad.
And it's very different.
I mean, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Chris Rock, okay, just an okay comedian. I've never thought he was anything great.
Yeah,
I'm not in his camp. You know, if he was going to war with anybody, I'd probably go like, oh, hey, have a good night. You know what I mean? That would be it. I mean, I'm not going to stand up and, you know, protest for him or anything else. I mean, he's like, you know.
Yeah, anyway. He's never been, it's like, if it's on, if someone's going to watch it, I'll watch it. But I won't tune in to watch Chris Rock. But I never have.
I will say this, though. Somebody better go slap him over that joke. Don't do that. We're not talking about violence. Violence plus violence does not make a right or something like that.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, something like that.
A&E filed a lawsuit seeking to block rival network Reels.
Uh-huh.
From airing On Patrol live.
Uh-oh.
So it claims it's a blatant ripoff of its own show, Live PD.
Uh-oh.
Don't be messing with my life. I can't watch Live PD. Don't be messing with my Live PD.
Oh, my God.
Both shows feature live footage from police ride-alongs.
Okay. I don't think you can copyright that, by the way.
But see, here's the caveat on this.
What's that?
Both are hosted by Dan Abrams.
Oh.
Dan Abrams has the Law and Crime, the Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah.
And both are produced by the same company.
Wow, that's something right there. Now, Dan Abrams, a quick little piece of trivia. Dan Abrams got his start doing what? He was on Court TV, and he covered the O.J. Simpson trial in 1995.
Oh, that's right.
That's where Dan Abrams got his start. And then he's just blossomed from
there.
Isn't
he an attorney or a cop?
I don't know if he's an attorney or not. I don't know. But he's like, you know, Live PD, you know, a great show. But, you know, cops aren't popular now, so they took it off the air.
Bad cops should never be popular.
No, I got that. I got that.
And there's plenty of good cops out there. So A&E canceled Live PD, so... Yeah. You know.
So Dan and his people decided, hey.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to bring it back. I really thought, because like.
I did too, actually.
I think Cops got canceled and they brought it back, which was the original Ride Along show, remember?
But see, I didn't even, yeah.
Bad Boys,
I used to watch it all the time when it first came out.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Bad Boys, Bad Boys. But I didn't even know about this until I started the story, and it's like, hey, maybe I'll tune in.
We used to spend Saturday evenings at my house glued to A&E watching Live PD. And I'll tell you why. They actually went to my hometown and did ride-alongs.
They went to Salinas?
That's how rough my hometown was. Wow. It was on Live PD for about 4 months. It's like, oh, you never want to be the community that's on Live TV or so, on Live PD.
So Live PD was one of A&E's top-rated shows.
Yeah, it was great.
In June 2020, the height of protests over the murder of George Floyd, they canceled it.
Yeah.
But they did not relinquish rights to the concept of the show.
No, of course not. Or the name. Although it sounds like they changed the name to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
So the lawsuits argue that On Patrol Live copies nearly every aspect of its own show format.
Mm.
The suit seeks an injunction that would block further episodes of On Patrol Live,
right,
as well as monetary damages.
But you know what? If you're not going to do nothing with it,
let it go.
Well, no, I know that. But, you know, well, but they've invested money into the franchise, and they may want to bring it back at some time. But guess what? They won't be bringing it back with Dan Abrams.
That ain't happening
now. That ship has sailed. It'll be back. I've been saying that for 2 years, but it'll be back. With our apologies to Halle Berry today, of course, we ran out of time, like we do always, because we're a little long-winded. But there will be more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.